praise God that we're able to assemble this evening to worship Him. God is in our presence. He's looking down on us right now. And He so appreciates, has told us, that we're for His good pleasure, that we're here to praise Him, to worship Him, to exalt Him. And hopefully you feel the same way, that we can encourage one another. Before I begin, I did want to add to what David had said in his prayer, and that is thankfulness to the men that have preached and taught. Alan, Lord willing, will be back a week from Wednesday. And, you know, we're all in this together. You may not view it like that, but it is. And that is, if we weren't doing what we're doing here, Alan wouldn't be over there. He can just tell you that. We all have to make sacrifices, and Alan is making sacrifices now. It's not a 6-week vacation at all. It's a 6 weeks of intensive labor, preaching the word, the traveling, the living conditions. There's just a lot that goes on that he could tell you. I've experienced some of it when I was over there. We appreciate Jeannie and her sacrifice. We appreciate the sacrifice, again, of the men that have stepped up. But you might say, well, I didn't preach or teach. Well, you can pray for Alan. You can pray for the men here. And I tell you, it goes a long ways when you put 100% effort into something and somebody after the service says, thank you, I appreciate that. Now, those of us that have been filling in and preaching, you know we're not polished by no means. This isn't something we do. We have full-time jobs. So we present the word the best we can. And the number one thing is we're presenting God's word. So we all can benefit from that. But it's such an encouraging thing to see what's going on over there in Malawi. And I thought I would share a couple pictures with you. This one Jeannie has. And this is just very indicative of what you see. What I see on my laptop and what's up here, it's harder to see. There's a lot of people right here. And there's a lot of people that want the gospel in Malawi, Africa. Alan's talked about the 2,000 churches of Christ. And somebody might say, oh, I don't believe there's 2,000 churches. There's 2,000 churches of Christ in that region. And there's a lot of brethren that are, they're hungering and thirsting for the word over there. Don't you wish we could have this many people blowing out the doors of this building tonight? We just don't have that. And God gives the increase. God knows where His word needs to be preached and where the good and honest hearts are. And there's no doubt in my mind that right over there in Malawi, this picture here, Billy Yett sent me last week. You can probably pick, that's Alan and the translator right there. And it is very, very difficult conditions over there. But Alan's a pro at it. I was amazed when I went over there. I had brought some notes with me. Alan will stand up there 6 hours a day with no notes in his Bible. And a lot of times the people in the audience will read. So you'll say a verse, some of you will stand up and read it so the people can hear it. He's got tremendous ability that he's using, and a lot of times we may not notice that here, but it's definitely going on over there. So let's continue to pray for him, pray for the work, pray for the word in India. Let's hope that the growth in India will be like this some year, just to continue to grow further and further along. So that's the end of my introduction. Now, because you could be confused, I'm now going to start my sermon. Anyway. So depending on any part of the country, the world, the United States, that we've all been to, we've all been outside and been subjected to flies and gnats, and it's kind of irritating. Sometimes even at night, just a swarm of them. flies. We don't have the insects here, but there's travel down south, travel out east. There's different areas. It's just an irritant. You know, you get these flies and you don't know what to do about them. But depending on what part of the country, I'm sure all of us have experienced that. And it's just one of those irritants that wherever you're at, you just have to deal with. You might go inside or whatever. There's just no way. Like this man right here, he's got a whole bunch of flies or gnats or something on him. And I mean, those aren't going to just go away. They're there. So I was reminded of a story a couple weeks ago about this man. And I don't remember his name. I was going to write it down. But this man was part of a construction crew back in the 70s. The guy that told me the story, I heard the story, we're mentioning this man at this time, that there was a hurricane that came and it washed this all out. And so they had to get a construction crew in here and fix it. And he was a part of the construction, overseeing the construction crew. But the story goes on that in the morning time of all this activity, there was these gnats that would swarm this area. And you're working there, you're just having to put up, this is off the coast of the Mississippi, and there are all these gnats right here, and they're going around. Now, what's interesting about these gnats is that these gnats bit you. So it'd be kind of like a mosquito, I guess, or worse, you know, when you're working down in there and in the early morning, you're just having to put up with this. These gnats are just brutal. And somebody asked this man that was down there, and everybody else was just kind of spun up a little bit, and he just seemed like he was just working along, just taking it all in. And they said to the guy, you know, boy, look at all these gnats every morning, they're biting us. And they said to the guy, you know, how are you, you know, what do you think of all this? You're down here all the time. Your whole career has been down here and doing construction. Well, the guy says, I guess they would if I let them. I guess they would if I let them. These gnats, all this. Somebody says, why don't they bother? And he said, well, I guess they would if I let them. Now somebody might say, well, Rob, what are you going to preach on tonight? Well, I'm going to preach on gnats, flies, and other irritations. Somebody might be saying, oh, it'll be an interesting lesson to learn about gnats and different species. No, that's not what it's about. Gnats and flies, those kind of things, and some other irritations, they're just going to happen. They're just going to happen. And the first point I want to bring out is that don't let the gnats and flies bother you. Don't let them bother you. Now, there was a book that came out about avoiding the dangerous traps, about don't sweat the small stuff. You know, folks who have known what real hardship is, don't pay much attention to gnats and flies. We'll get into that tonight. But this book brings out, now when I seen this book, I have this book at work. I haven't read it yet. My boss gave me that book. I think somebody gave it to him. I'm not sure he read it. But anyway, I think I did thumb through it. But isn't that some of what life is about? Don't sweat the small stuff. Of course, this is talking about at work, about management, and about you have to sort through a lot of that. But what about Christians? About irritants and things in our life. You know, the scriptures have no small amount of warnings and teaching to us if we'll listen to it. Just like, don't sweat the small stuff at work, don't sweat the small stuff at life. And sometimes it takes you years of experience and going through life that you're saying, yep, that's exactly what I need to know. Let's look at some scriptures. Open your Bible if you'd like to. I'll have them up here on the screen. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your Father, Heavenly Father, feeds them. And are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The Christian has a perspective from God's word and the wisdom from God's word that is like none other. And it goes on to say, now if God so clothed the grass of the fields, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Now if God has so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry. When the gnats and the flies and the irritants of this life, and there's going to be some. Matter of fact, if I was to go around and survey the audience now about, tell me some gnats and flies, if you will. Tell me some irritants that went on this week in your life. It goes on every day. Now, somebody might say, well, you know what, Rob? After this lesson, I'm just going to get in my house. I'm just going to close the door. And I'm just going to be totally isolated. It ain't going to work. It is not going to work. There's going to be something that irritates you. It might be on television. It might be something you read. It might be a phone call. You cannot isolate yourself from this, because this is why the teaching is here. Not to worry. And you know, the basic things here, you know, that there could be some justification to worrying. The things we worry about is way more than our food and our clothing. I mean, when's the last time you worried about a meal? When's the last time you worried about clothing? You see, the devil will make sure that you're going to worry about other things, that there's going to be flies, and there's going to be gnats, and there's going to be irritants in your life that's going to bother you. And as we've seen, don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you. And remember, verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is a commandment. God is telling us in our lives what's really important. And not that there's not things that come up in our life. There are absolutely things that come up in our life. But you know, God can take mountains and make molehills out of it. God can take and give you the right perspective. And we get all spun up about the silliest things in life, about the gnats and the flies and other irritants. And most of the time, there isn't anything we can do about it. We're just letting it irritate us for no good reason. The Bible is telling us not to let that happen. I think Paul, in his sermon this morning, brought up just briefly about stress. Go on the internet Google or whatever you want, and type in what's the number one killer in America, and it's going to be stress. It's going to be stress. It's not cancer. Cancer is a horrible thing. It's not this. It's not that. Now, there might be some extensions off of that because you know how people in the world deal with stress? They turn to alcohol. They turn to drugs. They turn to everything but the one thing that can help them, and that's God in their lives. If He created us, He knows how to handle us and help us. But you know, a number of times in these readings, oh, you have little faith. It takes faith. So do you believe that God can help you with the gnats and the flies and the irritants in this life? Because if you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. And the devil's wanting you to have the mindset that you're just going to have to figure this one on your own. And when we try to figure things on our own, it fails miserably. Absolutely miserably. We have to have faith, what? That the Lord will provide. And you think about all the stories, we can open our Bibles and read about the difficult times that the people in the scriptures that had, and the ones that failed are the ones that leaned on their own understanding, Proverbs 3 verses 5. The successful ones that we read about in Hebrews, they trusted in God with all their heart, and they didn't lean on their own understanding, and they believed that the Lord will provide. And they believed that I'm not going to get spun up and irritated by things in this life. It's just not going to happen. I know how to deal with these things. And we can easily, very easily, do that. You remember the parable in Luke chapter 8, verse 14, and just a small snippet of what it says there. Now, the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, pleasures of life, and bear no fruit to maturity. The gnats in life can choke out the word in one's life. We can. We can let the irritants of this life bother us to no end. And the devil wants to make sure, oh, I'm a strong, mature Christian, Rob. This will never happen. Take heed lest you fall. Because these things can overcome you. And it may be early in life, it may be in your middle life, or it may be the end of your life. And you might get so spun up, you have a heart attack and die. It happens all the time. Again, go to Google. Therefore, it's different. We also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, there in Hebrews and throughout the scriptures, let us what? Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We have to lay those things aside. We have to run. Doesn't mean there's not going to be problems in life. But Christians have a different perspective. And Christians have somebody that nobody in the world had, and that's God the Father. And we've been studying that on Wednesday night. God will help you each and every, if you will let Him and have the faith, and you'll pray and believe, God will help you. He will absolutely help you. It's all about perspective. And I learned a long time ago, maybe not too far back, that I'm not going to get spun up about things. I'm not going to let flies, and I'm not going to let gnats, and I'm not going to let the little irritants of life take me down. Now, you can fill in the blank, and we'll look at this a little bit at the end of the sermon about making your own application. Because whether it's people or circumstances, or we talked this morning in class, or a driver on the road, it's difficult. Somebody cuts you off. Somebody's driving 30 miles on the speed limit. Yeah. Now, this man right here walked from New York to San Francisco. Now, I think people run it. Anyway, this guy walked. He walked it. Now, imagine all the obstacles a person might have to overcome if he were to walk from New York City to San Francisco. This one man who accomplished this rare achievement mentioned a rather surprisingly difficulty when he asked to tell of his biggest hurdle. He said that the trip wasn't difficult because of the hot deserts he traversed or the mountains he traversed. You know what he said? The thing that came the closest to defeating me was the sand in my shoes. Think about that. Think about all the difficulties it would be to walk from New York to San Francisco. And this is what he said. The thing that came the closest to defeating me was the sand in my shoes. The little things in life. Sand in his shoes almost defeated him. How about sand in our shoes in life, so to speak, symbolically? Sometimes those little things, the little gnats, the flies, the little irritants, that's what's difficult to overcome. Sometimes the big things are easy to see. And sometimes the little things are the ones that get us. So we looked at, don't let the gnats, flies bother you. How about be content regardless of the gnats and flies? Now, no matter what, and we'll see this in another point, but I'll say it now. Those pictures I showed of that little girl and that man with the flies on his back, and the other fellow down there in Mississippi, no matter what they thought, no matter what happened, those gnats and flies were not going away. They were not going away. So now, they're not going away. Is irritants in our life going away? No. Something's going to irritate you tomorrow, probably. You know, it depends on your situation. But how are we going to deal with it? We're going to be content regardless of the gnats and flies. That's what the scripture says. This isn't some revelation that Rob has. How about the Apostle Paul? He says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. Now think about Paul and what we know about him when we read the scriptures about the life that he lived. He was content in whatever state. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. This is something that us as adults should know. We should teach our children, we hope we have when we're raising them, and our grandchildren, and maybe anybody around. I use this kind of wisdom at work. Hey, let's just calm down. Let's be content here. Let's not go off the rails. Because godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. Paul read the scripture this morning. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. There's a level of just being content. We have a home, we have food, we have so much. There's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't be content. Well, how do you get through that, Rob? Well, there's a lot of different ways, and we'll look at one in a second. But don't get spun up about flies and gnats and irritants in this life. The devil wants you to. He wants you to be irritated about that sand in your shoe Never mind the life you've went from New York to San Francisco. He wants you to be spun up over those things, and don't let it happen. Benjamin Franklin said, "Content makes poor men rich. Discontent makes rich men poor." I know Benjamin Franklin isn't inspired, but ain't that just about what we read in the scriptures? Don't let this happen to us. And how can we get through that? Well, the greatest help that we have is casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Like Paul again, we're not alone. We're never alone. We have God the Father with us. We have our brethren with us. We are here to help each other. And when there's irritants, and there's gnats, and there's flies, don't let them bother you. And be content regardless of those gnats and flies. Well, my third point, being irritable won't make the gnats, flies go away. You ever have think about an irritating situation you may have had this week. Now, by being irritated about it, did it go away? No, it didn't. It didn't go away. Matter of fact, you ever go to bed irritated and you wake up, the irritation's still there. It's like stubbing your toe. It hurts. It keeps going. No matter what we do, it's there. So now we got to know how to deal with it, don't we? One measure of a man is the size of what it takes to annoy him. And as mature Christians, I've been a Christian for 50 years, Rob. One measure of a man is the size of what it takes to annoy him. What's it take to annoy you? What does it take? It's all about perspective in life. And I guess the older you get, the more experience you have, you see this. There's probably some things that we could talk about here. A whole bunch you could talk about here that Caden has no idea about. But he can, because we can tell him the wisdom from the scriptures. I had no shoes and complained until I met a man who had no feet. It's about our perspective. And some of the things that we get irritated about are flies and gnats. And they're not going away. We just have to learn how to deal with them. And we have to have the proper perspective. I had no shoes and complained until I met a man that had no feet. I remember my mom telling me years ago, there's always somebody that has it worse than you. Now, I don't think that was her way of dealing with it. I don't think we say, well, as long as I always find somebody that's worse than me, I'm okay. No, it's just a perspective. Just a perspective. Let's forward all the way to those pictures I showed you of hundreds of people in Malawi listening to the gospel preach. And I can tell you right now, and Alan can tell us when he gets back, he went a little later than he wanted. Because the heat is tremendous. And this time of year, they're coming out of winter over there. But you know what? Those brethren will sit there. And I remember when I was over there, I don't think there was one person that got up and went out of the service the whole time I was there. And they're sitting on these little pillars in the church building. Whoever has no rule over his spirit is like a city broken down without walls. That's what Proverbs 25:28, flip to it. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. When we allow the gnats to bother us, we become defenseless, unprotected from the real threats and temptation to our soul. So often it's the small things in life, the gnats and the flies. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches that choke the word, and one becomes unfruitful. Yeah, Rob, you don't know my life. You don't know what I'm going through. You're right. I don't, unless you tell me. We all could talk for the years you've been around and the things that you've dealt with. It was either going to make you stronger or weaker, one of the two. Did we make the difficulties in life stronger? Did we build a solid foundation on sand or on the rock? So when the rains come and the winds come, are we going to be able to endure? Or are we going to fold up like a chair? Are we going to let the flies and the gnats and the irritants of this life just constantly cause us grief? It shouldn't. God has told us, don't worry about these things. Not one worry can make them go away. It isn't going to happen. Yeah, but Rob, you know, the unloving thoughts, acts of impatience, unkindness, envy, pride, rudeness, selfishness, irritability, and evil surmisings. If you were subjected to that, Rob, like I've been subjected, you would have a different tune to sing. No, I wouldn't. I don't change the word of God. Those are gnats and flies that we can overcome. Well, what's the answer, Rob? Let's go to the scriptures. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, is not provoked, is not provoked by irritants, thinks no evil. Well, don't let the gnats flies bother you. Be content regardless of the gnat flies. Being irritable won't make the gnats and flies go away. The last point here, being pleasant won't make the gnats and flies go away, but it will make you better. It'll make us better. We wish they could go away. We wish we had a life of ease. God didn't promise that. But God says displace our own thinking, our own irritations with things, and what our mind's thinking about, and think about something else. You ever been in a difficult situation? We all have. How did you get through it? Was it at work? Was it at home? Was it in the car? Was it at a restaurant? Was it being irritated at a doctor's office that you have to wait an hour to get into? Never just stop and pray to God. Because when your mind is on God and those things that He will help you, it is going to help you tremendous. Because it's going to change your attitude. You're going to say, yep, I was warned about this, and I know how to deal with this now. Look to the scriptures. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, do what? Meditate on these things, not the irritations of life. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. Not a forgetful hearer, and the God of peace will be with you. God can only offer you or God is the only one that can offer you peace, true peace, to the level that he created you, and he knows what peace means to you. He knows it. These things should be on our mind. Next time there's difficulties, have these things on your mind. Think on these things. And they'll displace the irritations that you have. They will. Well, what's the conclusion? Well, there are plenty of gnats and flies and other little irritations that will come our way in life. And somebody said that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% on how you react to it. And I've told my kids that for as long as I can remember. Life will be 10% of what happens to you, and the other 90% will be how you react to it. Whether it's prosperity or difficulties, they all have to be dealt with. Dead flies petrify the perfume's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to ones respected for wisdom and honor. Solomon described the results of neglecting these little nuances. Dead flies purify and the perfuming's over and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to ones respected for wisdom and honor. It's these little things. Just the little flies here. Song of Solomon 2:15. Catch us, the little foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. Solomon says it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. Tend your own vineyard. Be watchful and diligent to catch those little foxes. The little foxes that can get into the vine and cause all kinds of problems. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. It's those flies. It's those gnats. It's the little irritants in life. They can have great consequences if we let them. 1 Corinthians 5:6. Do you not know that a little leaveneth the whole lump? A little sand in somebody's shoes, a gnat or a fly, or a little irritant that we have in life. Well, what kind of application? Have a whole sermon, you make the application. But think about this. Do not let the gnats, the flies, or the little irritants derail you on your service to God. We need to nip it in the bud. And when we start thinking about this, we're thinking, yeah, that's just a little irritant. What am I complaining about? What am I getting all spun up about? Somebody says, well, you know, Rob, when I turn on the TV and I read the news, yeah, let me tell you something. I don't watch the news much. I really don't. You turn on the 5 o'clock news and by 5:02, something's gonna spin me up about this world and the things going on. And you know what? Just shut it off. Now, if you want to be informed, that's your deal. I try to be informed to a certain level. But you know what? Try shutting that TV off a whole week, and I think you'll feel a whole lot better. Shut it off. See if you can do it. I ain't going to watch no TV for a whole week. I bet you'll be less irritated. You may not even know you're irritated. These things vex our soul. The devil wants Christians to be vexed. He wants them to be irritated. He wants them to just get spun up over things. And I'm not going to let it happen. Because God said he can help me. He said, don't worry about these things, Rob. The little things that work us over are like that sand in that man's shoes. And the big things we can say, oh yeah, well, you know, we see, but that's life. All of these things are part of life. And the one thing the Christian has is he knows how to deal with these things. And he's not going to make a mountain out of a molehill. He's not going to cause irritants to derail him or her or whoever. We can go to God every day of our life, every minute of our life, and he will help us. How do you think the Apostle Paul got through what he got through? Here's what Jesus Christ and him praying to him. And we will never see difficulties like him, but the devil's going to make sure that we're irritated. I can tell you that right now. He will make sure that we're irritated. And don't let it happen to us. And be like that guy on the coast of Mississippi. When they asked him, boy, how do you deal with this? He says, well, if I let it bother me, I don't let it bother me. How do you deal with it? I don't let it bother me. We need to be mentally strong. Mentally strong. Because we have God's help who created our mind. He knows how we can become somebody that's just as strong as you can be when difficulties come your way. We're offering the invitation. And maybe you need prayers of the congregation. That's why God's people are here. Whether you pray to God, pray one to another, pray for each other, whatever the situation may be, the invitation is being extended now while we stand and sing.